It's time now for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and joining us over the phone is Roy Shinneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Roy, as always, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to be on and visit with you about everything related to wheat.
Well, you guys have had a busy week, unfortunately a busy hot week, attending the Wheat and Alfalfa Expo that took place in Crete. Tell us a little bit more about this event.
Sure. The Wheat and Alfalfa Expo that was held in Crete was put on by University Extension educator Nathan Mueller, and we really appreciate Nathan being a good promoter of wheat and always providing good informational and educational programs for our producers in this part of the state. So the first part of the program in the morning focused on wheat, and we had an update from the University of Nebraska wheat breeder Catherine Frells, basically talked about her program and some of her focus areas. And of course, that's always looking towards increasing yields and increasing end-use quality of the wheat that comes out of that program. You know, some of the highlights there is that Catherine works on hard red winter wheat varieties, a little bit on hybrid wheat, some hard white varieties, and she's also looking at some solid stem varieties to help combat the stem sawfly problem that we see in western Nebraska.
So, Royce, now that you've had a chance to reflect on that expo that happened earlier this week, what are some key takeaways that you will be able to take back to wheat producers across the state?
Well, this is a good program that covers a lot of different production areas. They did talk a little bit more maybe about seeding since we're getting to that time of year. You know, some of the other topics that are valuable for producers are we discussed wheat fungicide treatments. We also did some wheat management for the southeast part of the state. And then they also had some exhibitor displays and booths there of people providing crop consulting services, certified seed producers, a lot of different opportunities for producers to be aware of everything that's out there to help them. So we try to carry that then throughout the rest of this planting season and share that across the state. And obviously there's some changes as we move in the different regions of the state. Management's a little bit different, varieties are different, but it all gets tailored to those parts of the state, and this was a good kickoff just before planting season here.
All right, very good information. Royce, as we round out today's conversation, is there anything we missed that's important to mention?
Well, I think just overall that we're in planting season, so I guess for those producers, if you haven't purchased your seed, always make sure to look at the variety trials put out by the university. They have 3-year and 5-year averages, so find the best wheat that works for you and your operation, your part of the state. You know, follow all these recommendations. This has been time-tested and proven, researched over time. So all these resources are out there. They're at your fingertips, and if you need help or more information, you can certainly contact the Wheat Board office and we'll get you pointed in the right direction.
All right. Great information as always. Royce, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And again, our guest today, Roy Shinneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.